The reason I want to do vegetable gardening in my house is for the reason that I have had a dream that I could go to the backyard and cut whatever veggie that I have at home. I started planting the luffa from seeds about 2.5 months and it will start bearing fruits. What I do is just fry with eggs and ginger strips, and they may be simple to prepare, but they are really yummy. I want clean and homegrown vegetables for my family. That would be a lovely idea to also instill in my girl, eating more veg at home. I started quite a few years back, but during that period of time, it was basically flowering plants because it was quite impossible to get vegetable seeds. Fast forward to during the COVID times, I was lucky to be given the vegetable seeds. It was a birthday present from my friend who received it from the government, and that's how my journey started. Due to the space constraint, I decided to grow the leafy vegetables in plastic cups. And I collect the cups when I buy soybean, those plastic cups, so you can recycle them and they can last easily for a year or two. I use soldering irons and I make holes in the plastic cups to allow more drainage and aerations. So basically what I do is just have a soy mixed and I'll just plant the seeds into the cup. All you need is just a small table and you can perhaps put 16 cups on the table and you can have 16 cups of vegetables. After that, I will just do some repotting and a few weeks later, about 6 weeks, I'm able to harvest my vegetables. Welcome to my backyard garden. I'm going to show you what I have grown in my backyard garden. First, this is the eggplant or the brinjal that I have grown. As you can see, it's pretty lush and there are plenty of fruits. This is the mulberry plant that I have. It's about time for it to bear some fruits. Oh yeah, there's some mulberry here. Next is the long beans. So you can see these are the ones that I'm waiting for it to turn brown and I can collect the seeds. This is my favorite, the luffa. I grew them from seeds. And when they're about 10 to 15 cm tall, I would repot them into the ground and it is protected by plastic cups from the snail and the slug. But you can see it's quite a giant plant. It's about 4 months old. So it's winding its way and we can see them climbing onto the railing as well. So this will taste delicious when you cook it. To prepare a very simple but delicious dish, luffa and the egg. We add in the oil, ginger, and the garlic. The luffa that I harvest from my backyard is gorgeous. It's juicy, it's sweet, and it is not over-ripened. So it's very crunchy when you bite into it, so it's easy to create dishes from it. Stir fry it to mix in the egg so you don't get omelette but rather you get luffa egg. Okay. So now it's drying up. So this is a dish. It's simple to cook. Not many ingredients needed. Just egg, oil, salt and pepper for seasoning, and that's it. The feeling of harvesting your own produce, be it chai sim or luffa, it is a wonderful feeling that I get because it is a very fulfilling journey for me as I start to discover what I'm capable of doing, and most importantly, my family members support me after seeing all the produce that I'm able to bring to the table.